I'm Dr. Salmon.
And I'm just happy today that we have a number of recognitions to make. And the first set of recommendations we're going to make are going to highlight our excellence in gifted and talented education schools. These are EGATE schools. We are very happy that we have some repeats from last year in terms of the recognition, so we're very proud of those schools. I'd like to start off and just say that in 2016, we had 10 schools earning the EGATE designation. Three of the 10 schools also earned that award in 2011 and also reapplied. The 2016 EGATE schools were recognized at a reception in February of 2017. They've been awarded a joint MSDE Gifted and Talented Advisory Council citation, received governor's proclamations, given a banner, and now they serve as models for other schools seeking to achieve this status. So many of these schools also participated in the 2017 Gifted and Talented Education Showcase and networking event, which was designed to show all schools and showcase schools across the state to share what they were doing to improve gifted and talented education throughout the state. This year in Anne Arundel County, I'd like to recognize Dr. George Orlato, if he would come forward. And we have and representatives, and I will say that cautiously. I'm not sure how many representatives would like to come up. Crofton Elementary School. That's Jasmine Longhorn is the principal. Piney Orchard Elementary School. Karen Bailey is the principal. Severna Park Elementary School. Lori Barnes is the principal. So if they would all come up, we would like to recognize them and clap for them and. We will give those out, and then if we could have you all come around behind the board, we'd like to take your picture. So, Dr. Lesher, if you want to come up with your certificates.
You want us standing, sitting?
That would be, well, I think you could congratulate these folks, and then we'll take a shot.
Congratulations.
So, who's representing Crofton Elementary?
Severna Park.
All right, so we need to all squish up here very tightly in two rows to get a nice picture.
Two rows.
Yeah, maybe that would have been a better idea, Dr. Finn.
Board,
would you seat yourself
sit down again,
please?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes, that's what I thought your idea was.
That's what I thought it was, too.
It's just getting scary. Let me think. All right, so let's crowd behind the board.
There we go.
Easier for us.
Much better.
How are you? I'm okay. Jeez. I also see the president of the Anne Arundel County Board of Education. Would you come up and join this picture, please? This is Julie, and she is the president. Julie, I'm sorry, I forget your last name.
Hummer.
I was good to remember the first name. Yeah. So congratulations to these three schools. We're very proud of them. Right. And now we would like to recognize three of Baltimore City Public Schools. Dr. Santelises, is she here? Someone representing her? Oh, Sean, hi, come on up. Three of our schools, we have Cecil Elementary School. Alicia Manning is the principal. Come on up. Mount Rural Elementary Middle School, Job Grazzi is the principal, and Thomas Jefferson Elementary Middle School, Danielle Davis. Please come forward and be recognized.
Thomas
Jefferson had slaves. We should change the name.
I will have to say I've had the pleasure of visiting Cecil Elementary School and walking the halls, and I know how excellent that school is, and I'm sure the other schools are as well.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Cecil Elementary? Yeah. Son.
All right, we're going to take our picture. He wasn't squished together. Got us in there now? Congratulations again, Baltimore City. And now we have to recognize two schools from Charles County Public Schools. Dr. Kimberly Hill, is Dr. Hill here or a representative? Oh, good. Great. Thank you. Come on up. And we are recognizing Dr. James Craig Elementary School. Michelle Breckworth is the principal. And also William B. Wade Elementary School. Kevin Jackson is the principal. Please come on up. Congratulations.
Five districts out of 24 represented on this list.
Well, I noticed that when I went to the EGATE award ceremony last year.
Yeah.
That there are some.
Because we leave it up to the districts and decide whether to do this. We leave it up to the districts to decide what to do.
Well, they don't have to participate in this at all. So.
They don't have to have a program.
Well, these are sort of the ones that have gone above and beyond.
Like, yeah.
They have some pretty intensive applications.
All right. So.
It's impressive.
You mean, together for our picture.
Just to apply and qualify.
Smile, please.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Charles County Public Schools.
Well done.
Next, we are recognizing Montgomery County Public Schools. Dr. Jack Smith or his representative, could you please come forward? We also have, we are celebrating Chevy Chase Elementary School. Jody Smith is the principal. So please come forward.
Yeah, Prince George's has one. Not the one we were talking about earlier, by the way. Not that one. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
part of my hesitation. And then we have Prince George's County Public Schools. Dr. Kevin Maxwell or his representative, come forward, please. And Teresa Jackson is a supervisor. And Whitehall Elementary School is being recognized. And Prentice Christian is the principal. Please come forward.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It often is.
Okay.
congratulations, Prince George.
Just so I can put kind of a special note on all of these schools. Each of these eGATE schools submitted a comprehensive application, which provided documentation for the past 18 months addressing 21 different criteria under four program objectives from the Criteria for Excellence, Gifted and Talented Program Guidelines. Both the Maryland State Department of Education personnel, representatives of the State Advisory Council on Gifted and Talented Education, and several State Board of Education members also conducted some visits to these schools, and I hope that we will be able to do that again. So congratulations to everyone here today. Thank you for coming and sharing your great accomplishments with the State Board.